It is time once again to bring in Thorin Christendotter from Main Street Magazine. Thorin joins us just about every single Tuesday here on Robin Hood Radio at this time. And we talk about things that are going on in the magazine, which is available, of course, on a monthly basis with a new edition. And also available for free pickup throughout the tri-state region at many locations. And, of course, their web address is mainstreetmag.com. So with all that being said, right now, let's bring in Thorin Christendotter. Good morning, Thorin.
Good morning. Sorry, I was a minute late.
Yeah, I was. Well, no, you weren't a minute late. I was like 2 minutes early, and I figured that out. But I figured just in case, I'd rack up an old one just in case that something had gone crooked with everything. Well, anyway, here we are coming up on a pretty big weekend, Thorin.
Yeah, it was surprising to me to realize that it's already the end of the month.
Yeah, for
I
some
realized
reason,
that yesterday.
you're right. No, for some reason, I thought this weekend, okay, so we've got Memorial Day weekend coming up in 2 weeks. Then all of a sudden, I realized, no.
It's this weekend,
you know.
Yep.
And Lime Rock is going to be jam-packed. There's going to be a lot of things to see and do throughout the tri-state region. And like Papageno has been saying all along, Memorial Day weather, it's very rare you ever get a Memorial Day weekend where every day is a good day. You always get at least two or three rainy days in the 4 days, if you include Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, if you include Friday into it as well. And it looks like it's going to be that way again this year.
Here's hoping. At least I hope it's not 95 like it was this past weekend.
See, there's the difference between me and everybody else in the world. My knees and I love hot, humid weather. It just makes my life so much easier when it's hot and humid. Now, the hot and humid have to go together.
Right.
I can't be out there if it's humid and it's damp and it's like 50, then it's misery. But if you throw the humidity in with the heat, it's much better for my body.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right. So now, Main Street Magazine. Now with 1 week to go, and my first question always is on this third week, is what's on the burner for next month, first of all?
We're sending files today. I'm a little behind, but that seems to be the routine for this year that I can't get away from. But we are going to get delivery next Tuesday and get it out, you know, the first, second, third of the month there. And there's no theme in June per our usual, but we've got some, and because of that, we have stories all over the place. We obviously have our usual artist profile, realtor profile, and business feature, and our recipe of the month. But in addition to that, we have our center spread story by Dominique DeVito this month will be about the Renaissance of Grey Barrington. And so we, you know, there's just all over the place, essentially.
You know, you look at Great Barrington, and it always, I mean, in the tri-state region, Great Barrington and Torrington are the two major places where lots of things happen. They're totally different cities. I mean, you couldn't be, they're about the same size, 25,000 to 30,000 people at each one. But the way they approach everything is totally different. But they both have one thing in common, and that is arts. In Torrington, it's the Mahawi is the theater, mm-hmm. And in Great Barrington, it's the theater, and then everything else is built around those two downtown landmarks.
Mm-hmm.
But Great Barrington has other things though, which separates it. It's so close to all the other Shakespeare and companies, you know, the Pittsfield and everything like that, that it has that little up that little up on other cities. And it's funny because I can compare Great Barrington to Millerton. Millerton has the movie house as an attraction, and also Millerton has the rail trail as an attraction. But Great Barrington itself is a very unique town and city.
It sure is. It's like the gateway to the Berkshires.
Yeah, and you know, it's for all the years you've been here, it hasn't changed that much. It's always been that way. It's a little more, how do I put it, 25 years ago, it didn't depend on what you call tourists. It did depend on weekenders and stuff like that. But now, this whole area has changed where, yes, weekenders live up here a lot, 50% of the time. But tourism itself in general, this area has become a big tourist attraction with everything that goes on in our tri-state region. And I think that's the big difference. You can tell with the motels and everything like that. And when you come to weekends like this, if you want to come to the area and you haven't looked for a place and got a place, you're not gonna find a hotel within, I'll say, if you were to center it in Salisbury, you're not going to find a hotel within 25 to 40-mile radius.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And our Dominique story kind of focuses on that and how it all began over 25 years ago and how, in fact, Great Barrington was different at that time. But your point about tourism is actually one of the main points and catalysts for bringing it forward to how and where it is today.
And also, when you look into our area, and Great Barrington included, the tourism relies heavily on the summer. There's no doubt about it. But
for sure.
But with the ski areas that are around here now in the wintertime, and the general public's focus on outdoor activities has also extended that tourist season now even into the winter. I mean, not nearly like it is in the summer, but people do come up here to enjoy and do things outdoors in the winter because, you know, outdoor activities are one of the top things that families do nowadays.
Exactly. And, well, you can't forget the fall foliage. The fall, you know, we're a magnet for folks to come up and see all the foliage in September, October.
It's a pretty wild place. So that's next month's magazine. I just want to wrap up talking about this month's magazine. Every once in a while you will interview a local politician, and it's not about politics, but it's about the person. It's about the person themselves. And this month, you really had a great story on a local politician having nothing to do with the politics, but all about the person themselves. And that was Sue Serino, right?
Sue Serino, yep, that was Griffin's political profile this month. And even though we call it that, it's, you know, really just a profile. But what I took away from her piece was the fact that, or the how she got into politics and the reason for that, her agenda aside and her, you know, but her drive and the reason she did it from being a small business owner to working with small organizations and her local community and businesses in her community and how that was a catalyst for her to want to work with them in a bigger scale and how that impacts her position in politics.
Yeah, another feature that we don't talk about each month is your friendly faces feature. I think that's pretty cool where it just introduces people who look at the magazine, both either online or in the magazine itself, and you see faces of people throughout the community that you've probably interacted with at one time or another.
And that was exactly the reason that we did that in the very beginning. That's something, one of the features we've had since day one. But it's kind of like, you know, when you go to the grocery store and you see the magazines there with the checkout counter, and they kind of grab your attention and you're like, oh, who's in it? So that's kind of our who's in it feature. And folks do say that and they grab it to see who's in it. So the six faces, you know, we call them our friendly faces, but that's exactly the reason why we wanted to get a glimpse and to these people you may pass every day or someone you may see in a store or be the barista at your local cafe to kind of, you know a little bit about them, who they are, and put a name to a face.
It's funny because when we had an article written about us by the New York Times a while ago, it said it interviewed some local people. And the people they interviewed actually happened to be volunteers doing shows on the radio station.
Oh, okay.
And what they said was, we spoke to so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so, and by the way, all have shows on Robin the Radio. but that's what our main objective is media in this area. Yeah, it's to keep people informed on different events, but also keep people informed about the greater good and the greater general that goes on in our area and the people that inhabit our area who are all willing to step forward and either do something there for their community or join in the media and promote something in the community.
Exactly. And it's all about that.
All right. And one thing I didn't mention, and I should have mentioned, I loved your story on the Hillsdale meme account. We didn't talk about that all. But
yeah, that was online.
Yeah, that is that is a great story. Hillsdale is a town upon itself.
It is, and we've been following that account for a while, and some of the stuff there, especially if you know or get a couple of the memes there, it's pretty funny, and I like how it basically calls everyone out. Doesn't matter if they're transplants or locals or anyone in between, and so. It was fun to talk to them, and so when Griffin started reaching out to them to interview, we still don't know who it is, and that's, I think that's part of the fun of it. But they reference there, for those who don't know, there are also similar accounts for Kinderhook and Hudson, and they reference them, I think, in the article. But I just think it's, you know, great that people have a sense of humor about their area and their community and the people there and the landmarks there, and I know the Hillsdale account has a great time with the IGA and the dumpster there, and for folks who are aware of it, it's pretty funny.
Well, I'm telling you, Hillsdale, you could have other towns do it for, but Hillsdale, where Hillsdale is now, from 20 years ago, is absolutely amazing. It's like I said, it's a town to itself. I almost consider it like it's New York's West Cornwall. I really do. It's an amazing little town. Well, Main Street Magazine out, of course, on newsstands and at mainstreetmag.com. Well, like you said, the next issue might hit sometime next week.
We are probably going to get it on Tuesday because Monday's a holiday, and so we'll probably get it Tuesday and start getting it out everywhere. I'll have it up on the website, so you and I will probably be previewing it before everyone else sees it.
All right. Hey, well, I want you to have a good holiday weekend.
Thank you, you too.
Okay, Thorin, take care.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Thorin Christendotter from Main Street Magazine. Once again, you'll find them at mainstreetmag.com on the web.